flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
There's a man named Mitchell. He's from Texas, and he was arrested and charged for being caught on a video at an antique store doing something really gross and weird.
Okay.
He was putting items up his kilt, all the way up in there, and then putting them back on the shelf.
So what's gross and weird about that? The kilt part?
Hey, you know what? I have Scottish blood. I love a kilt.
That's going to make me now start thinking whenever I see someone with a kilt at a store, I'm like, hey, hey, hey.
Don't be putting things up your kilt.
I know what you guys like to do with these kilts. No, that's... So wait, so he would actually just...
Yeah. At this antique store.
And would he buy it at least?
I don't know.
Okay. I don't know why that makes the story better to me, but like, if he at least, no, it says that the dude put it back on the shelf.
Yeah.
Okay, that's like some kind of like a weird thing that this guy thinks he's wreaking havoc or something along those lines. I don't know.
The name of the gallery manager is Susan, and she talks about exactly what the cameras caught Mitchell doing on camera.
Number one, I was disgusted. That night, one of the dealers sent me a video that she had from a camera in her own booth. I think they've been in here before. The employees recognized them and said they were just, you know, the guy was really nice and she was nice. And they just shopped around for a few hours.
What did they do with those products?
They threw them away mostly.
Mostly?
Which ones did you keep?
The ones that fetch a high dollar.
Okay, this reporter needs to be educated that you need some follow-up questions. When you say mostly, that means there's some that you did not throw away?
Which ones are still available?
Or, yeah, I don't even know. I mean, I guess you could clean it.
I don't want that job.
Of course not. Also, so he was there with another person. He was with a female.
An accomplice.
Do you think this was like some kind of a... I mean, I don't... Do you think it was like one of those, like, you know, like the submissive dominatrix kind of things where like
he's like being, she's telling him to do it?
He's being told what to do. Yeah. I'm not saying that makes this right.
Or it just sounds very extravagant.
I mean, this is definitely not, doesn't mean that like you should get a hall pass for doing something like that. I feel like that's something that you need to like just make a make-believe store. You know, kind of like, you know, create your own fake store and do it in the comfort of your own home. You don't go do this at someone else's store and then put it back on the shelves. But do you think that's...
It's possible. I mean, the fetishes that exist in the world never cease to amaze me.
Because I'll still think about that time. So when we went to Chicago once for one of our radio conventions, we were just at some big parade that was going on. And there was a dude. Do you remember this one, Danny? Were you there with us?
What?
There was a dude that was being walked around on a leash.
Oh.
No, I was not.
Oh, man. It was just like, you know... When you first see him, well, okay, for the whole time you have to do a double take. You're just like, wait a second. And he was wearing... Sarah, were you with us?
I think so.
Think so? How do you not remember this?
Well,
I mean, it's not the first time I've seen this, Steve.
I mean, there are multiple times. Like leather straps, and like he was shirtless, but like he had like leather things going around and all over his body. And I mean, I remember just thinking, what is going on here? And then, you know, obviously he was in a situation where like this is what he was being told to do at this event.
Well, hopefully he was a good boy.
Well, I mean, he wasn't causing any problems, so I think, yes, he in fact was a good boy.
Rockaholics, you are listening to The Daily Migs Show. You can give us a follow on socials, by the way, at Daily Migs on both Instagram and Twitter. Did you guys hear the story about Sylvester Stallone and him kind of training up his daughters?
Oh, I hope it doesn't involve a kilt and an antique store.
So his two oldest daughters were moving out to New York City, so he hired actual Navy SEALs to train them in self-defense.
Oh, I love this.
And the daughters are 27 and 25, and it was about 6 hours that they were in the woods training with these guys.
Okay, that's rather aggressive.
And one of the sisters said that they got their butts whooped by these guys. They were the real deal.
You know, it's funny. I was talking with a dude at recently at a party at our neighbor's house. I was talking to one of my buddies, and we were just like BSing about having, you know, being a dad to a daughter, and just how it kind of, you know, you get very protective. You get super protective to the point where I came close to like kicking a child in the head. Like, you know, one time because he knocked my daughter over. I didn't, but like my first thing was, "You hurt my daughter, I will hurt you." And my wife's looking at me like he's five, you know, and she's three. Like you gotta let. He didn't do it. She's okay. But you know, you get very protective.
Of course.
And so I've had this conversation with my wife where I'm like, at some point, I want her to go do some kind of martial art. And my buddy was like, I'm thinking the same thing, like, you know, some jiu-jitsu or something, just so that there's like, you know, a skill set there. God forbid if she ever needs to have it. And also, I think it's just a good thing, you know, for discipline and for, you know, an activity to do that. I think that'll be good for her to know how to do. But, you know, I don't got that kind of a connection or hookup where I can get a bunch of Navy SEALs to come over and just train my adult daughters.
I mean, I'm surprised that he doesn't have, like, that he didn't train them himself, you know, because he's a pretty tough dude.
Yeah, but he's a tough dude in movies. I mean,
that's got to translate a little bit to reality.
So if you,
you think he just plays a tough guy, he's just not tough in real life?
You know, I never really challenged him, but I'm not positive, you know?
Well, we're learning all of this about the Stallone family because season 2 of The Family Stallone is going to be airing this Wednesday, tomorrow at 9:30 on MTV.
I forgot there was even a season 1, to be honest with you. Like,
I'm looking at his daughters. I might become a fan of this show.
Oh.
Oh, they're very attractive.
Do they not look like their dad?
They do not look like their dad at all whatsoever.
Oh, hi. Yeah, they're cute.
Yeah, I can understand why he wants to get some Navy SEALs to like teach them how to like handle themselves because they're gorgeous.
Well, if you want to get caught up on season 1 before the season 2 premiere, it is streaming on Paramount Plus.
Imagine like you start hanging out with one of his daughters, not knowing maybe, and then all of a sudden, I want you to meet my dad, and then go back. And it's freaking Sylvester Stallone. I would start crying.
I'd be like, never mind. Thank you for your time.
Are you serious? I'd drop down to a knee and propose right then and there. I'd be like, you could be my father-in-law. We could watch all the Rocky movies together, and you have no choice.
You think that's what he wants to do?
Probably not. But
watch the Rocky movies with his future son-in-law?
Yes. All right, we'll watch Rambo and The Expendables as well. Stop or My Mom Will Shoot. We'll do any of these.
Did you watch the show that he, I don't even know if it's coming back for another season, but Tulsa King?
No.
I mean, it's pretty cheesy and pretty bad, but I like him. I do like him.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's a nice, tough guy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.